It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okbenesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Well, look at all you beautiful folks who decided to show up today. Am I sucking up? Yeah, maybe. It doesn't bother me, though. Hopefully it doesn't bother you too much. Welcome in. Tuesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio, thank goodness, because looking out of windows today, I find disturbing, to say the least, to keep it FCC friendly. So make sure you're driving safe out there. All right. I do find it humorous that our news stations, and bless them, you know, they're just trying to do the right thing, but so many of our news stations put all those reminders up about how to drive in the winter as soon as there's the first snowfall, or at least like the first hint that there might be a snowfall. And it's like, okay, for one, I got it down there, sport. For two, like most of the time, the folks on TV, they're not even from Iowa, and they're telling you how to drive in snow. So there's my little pet peeve of the day. We're just getting it started with great vibes right off the top. However you are tuned in, if you still are, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com, thanks so much for being here. Make sure and follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. Like the Facebook page, type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find us. Then hammer that like button. You'll be all set there on the Zuckerberg machine. Make sure that you check out that website, not only for the stream, but you get all sorts of local area, statewide sports content there. It's where you get the podcast of this show. So check it out. Bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. And we've got the entire list of the Iowa Girls Coaches Association volleyball all-staters up at the website right now. That includes the all-elite team, which a couple area athletes made, the all-elite team. And I'll tell you again during area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. That is the best of the best of all five classes. So a couple area athletes getting the high honor of having their name on that postseason team. So a lot to get to, as you might imagine, in the stack today, as we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. If you want to join the show today, dial me up, 319-277-1918. That's 319-277-1918. Or you can dial 800-913-9479. Or you could email the show. If you'd rather do that than call, by all means, fire away. Don't be shy. Email address is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, after we're done here in the opening segment, of course, we take the first time out. That's when you get a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action Update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this snowy Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday. We'll come back from that first time out and do what we usually do on a Tuesday, be joined by friend of the show, David Eicholt of HawkeyeInsider.com and the 24/7 Sports Network. You follow David on Twitter, at David Eicholt. And we got to talk about the red-hot Hawkeyes. Yes, they're winners of three in a row. The vibes are good, certainly much better than they were less a little less than a month ago, right? But let's not kid ourselves, folks. It's still not a very good team. I mean, that it just is what it is, and I'll be interested to see what David's got to say as far as it relates to the good vibes versus the reality vibes. And we will talk some Iowa men's basketball while David joins us. The Hawkeyes are on the road tomorrow at Seton Hall as part of the Gavitt Games, and that's by far going to be their stiffest test of their young season, and David will let us know just how stiff that test is going to be from Seton Hall. So plenty to get to when David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com joins us in the next segment of today's show. After we're done talking with David, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. That's when you get Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side of that. And we'll be joined by Cedar Falls High School girls basketball coach Greg Groen as the Tigers make their season debut this Friday night, a game you'll hear on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. Waterloo East Trojans going to be paying a visit to town, and we'll take on the Tigers. Pre-game coverage of that one, if you can't make it, will begin at 7:15 on Friday night. So Coach Groen will join us in the third segment and give us a season preview of his Tigers that graduated five seniors. Then you had Maya Crawford move to Ames as her father, Eric, got the job on T.J. Otzelberger's staff this past offseason. So a lot of turnover on Coach Groen's team and a lot of new faces going to be filling new roles. And it sounds like it's going to be a pretty young team as well, as you might imagine. And Grace Knutson comes back as the leader of this group. Got a couple seniors. Grace Knutson going to be a junior. She committed to Drake earlier this year and is coming off a sophomore season where she scored about 12.5 points per game and really was just a force for the Tigers all year last year. So she's going to have the target on her back night in and night out in what's sure to be another really tough season in the Mississippi division of the Missouri Valley Conference. Or excuse me, Freudian slip there. Mississippi Valley Conference, I should say. So I got my MVCs mixed up. Classic. But yeah, we'll hear from Coach Groen all about Tiger girls basketball coming up here in the third segment of today's show. Looking forward to it. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time and wrap up this Tuesday edition of the show. All right, that's the plan, boys and girls. Real quick, a little bit of housekeeping. Congratulations to Caleb Wallace, the winner of week four of Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy. Caleb's got a $50 gift card to Ted's Home and Hardware coming his direction. But you got to clear up your voicemail inbox, dude. I tried to call him today. Totally understand that you can't pick up daytime hours, probably busy at work. You got to clear up that voicemail inbox, though. So I sent you an email if you're listening, Caleb. And that prize is available for pickup here at 721 Shirley Street, northwest end of Cedar Falls. So just make sure you get out here if you're listening, dude, in the next 30 days. Otherwise, I'm going to Ted's with $50 in my back pocket. But no, congratulations. Thanks again to everybody for playing and participating. The numbers have been great. Keep getting after it. I'm telling you, there's more than meets the eye on what you might be able to win by nature of just participating in Pigskin Pick'em. You've got all of these great weekly prizes, and then it all leads up to one big night on Monday, December 5th at Fan Frenzy in Waterloo at Dad's Pub. And very soon I'll be giving you the details on how you can make sure that your name is on the guest list for Fan Frenzy at Dad's Pub on Monday, December 5th. So make sure you stay tuned for that. As you well know, we'll get that out there on this show, on Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson between 6 and 8, and we'll push it out on social media, Twitter, Facebook. I don't just say all that at the top of every show for my health. It's also a great way for you to follow us, not only for our programming and for our content, but also our promotions. When we want to give away the best prizes we can to you, the listener, it's a great tool for us. So make sure that you're following us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ and like that Facebook page. Just type in 1650 The Fan. I want to make sure that we get as many people that want to be there to Fan Frenzy on Monday, December 5th at Dad's Pub. But if you snooze, you might lose. So Once again, congratulations to Caleb Wallace on his Week 4 win. And make sure that you go there now. Don't wait. Go to 1650thefan.com. Week 5 picks are open, and they will be open like they have been all throughout the contest until Thursday night at 6 o'clock, right after I get off the air. I pull that off the website, and then we're locked in until Tuesday morning when I come in and count everything up. So I will say this was a tough, tough week of games to predict with the upsets that happened, right, with the Commanders over the Eagles, just to name one. The Iowa-Wisconsin game was pretty much a toss-up for so many folks, the way the numbers kind of bared out. And what was the other one that a lot of people got wrong? A lot of people took the Bills over the Vikings. People not quite sold on the Vikings, and I think they probably are now, maybe, or they'll never be sold, which is fair. I wouldn't blame anybody for feeling that way about the Vikes, but there was even three of you out there. I won't name names. There was three of you out there that only got one of your eight selections right, and I wouldn't put you on blast, or I'm kind of put you on a mild blast because I'm not mentioning your name. But I always do my picks just real quick after I get everything done. And I only got three out of eight right this past week. So don't beat yourself up too much, all right? And you can't win if you don't play. And we've got a great prize coming up for week five, a $50 gift certificate to Hungry Charlie's Lunchbox in Waterloo. So get there right now, 1650thefan.com. Get your week five ultimate pigskin pick'em frenzy picks in. And best of luck. All right, let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for your Tuesday. Waterloo Columbus's Carson Hartz has been named this year's winner of the Glenn Doc Miller Award. The award is presented annually by the Waterloo Rotary Club to the most valuable high school football player in Waterloo. Carson Hartz, a fullback and linebacker for the Sailors, had a productive season, rushing for 572 yards and 9 touchdowns. Also had a couple of receiving touchdowns. On defense, Hartz led the Sailors with 81.5 tackles, 6.5 of those for loss. He also returned a fumble for a touchdown. A pair of area athletes have been named to the 2022 Iowa Girls Coaches Association All-State Elite Volleyball Team. The elite team consists of the very best players across all five classes. The two area players named, Peyton Peterson of Dyke New Hartford and Isabel Elliott from Sumner Fredericksburg, the two are also the only two juniors on the team. Peterson was named the Class 2A Co-Player of the Year, and Dyke New Hartford's Diane Harms was named the 2A Coach of the Year. UNI commit Lily Dykstra of Urbandale was named the Player of the Year. The high school football season culminates this week with the state championship games at the Unidome. 8-player Class A and 4A title games will be decided on Thursday. 1A, 2A, 3A, and 5A finals are played on Friday. Thursday at 1 o'clock, Grundy Center takes on West Hancock in the Class A championship game. Good luck to the Spartans. Tonight in college basketball, Wartburg travels to Grinnell for a non-conference game. The Knights lost their season opener at McAllister 79-71 in OT last Friday. Tip-off tonight in Grinnell is at 7. Iowa and Iowa State remain in the top 10 of this week's AP Women's College Basketball Top 25. Hawkeyes are once again ranked 4th. Cyclones up a spot to number 7. South Carolina remains top-ranked, followed by Stanford and Texas. The Iowa men's basketball team returns to action tomorrow night. They play at Seton Hall as part of the Gavitt Games. The Gavitt Games features teams from the Big Ten facing off against schools from the Big East. Both the Hawkeyes and Pirates are 2-0 this season. Tip-off tomorrow night is at 6:30. UNI volleyball player Sydney Peterson has been named the Missouri Valley Conference Defensive Player of the Week. It's the third time this season that the senior libero from Dyke has won the award. Peterson recorded 54 digs in a pair of matches last Wednesday for the Panthers as they clinched the Valley regular season championship. She picked up 24 digs against Southern Illinois on Friday, then recorded a career-high 30 against Missouri State last Saturday. Peterson, who played her first four seasons at Texas before grad transferring to UNI, now has over 1,500 digs in her college career. Wartburg has swept this week's American Rivers Conference Football Awards. The Knights finished an undefeated season and clinched the league title with a 19-14 win at Coe last Saturday. And place kicker Cale O'Neill was named the special teams player of the week after hitting two field goals and an extra point in that win. Niall McLaughlin was the offensive player of the week. The senior quarterback threw for 248 yards and two touchdowns. and Owen Grover was selected as the American Rivers Conference Defensive Player of the Week. The senior linebacker had 10 tackles, 5 solos, and forced a fumble that led to a Knights touchdown. Wartburg hosts UW Lacrosse in a Division III first-round playoff game this Saturday in Waverly. And the Waterloo Bucks have gone to the past to guide their future. The Bucks have hired Daryl Handelsman as the team's new manager. He previously managed the Bucks from 1999 to 2002, had very good success as the skipper, guided Waterloo to 4 consecutive Northwoods League playoff appearances and the 2002 league championship. During his time, he accumulated a record of 160-108, a veteran manager in summer college baseball. Handelsman holds 755 career wins with 6 different teams in a career spanning 20-plus seasons. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way when we come back. We're talking Iowa football, Iowa men's basketball, Iowa women's basketball. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, joins us next on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, the Rams' title defense has not gone smoothly, and now they have another issue as Cooper Kupp will undergo surgery for his injured ankle and is going on injured reserve, meaning he'll miss at least 4 games and likely more. The Eagles most likely will be without Dallas Goedert for some time. The tight end reportedly hurt his shoulder when he was pulled down by his face mask and fumbled. The penalty was not called, but the fumble did stand. Tyler Anderson is leaving the Dodgers,
isn't
going very far, reportedly signing with the Angels 3 years, $40 million after winning a career-high 15 games for L.A. Anthony Rizzo is staying in New York, reportedly getting a 2-year deal from the Yankees with an option for a third. It is worth at least $41 and could get as high as $50 million. The best start in the Western Conference belongs to the Portland Trailblazers, who are 9-4 and tie with the Nuggets for the top spot in the conference. Percentage points better than the Jazz. The Blazers open a 3-game homestand tonight against the Spurs. The Jazz will take on the Knicks, and the Grizzlies go for their 10th win in New Orleans. First time that Zion Williamson and Ja Morant will face each other after going in the top 2 picks of the 2019 draft. I'm Rich Ackerman.
I'm JR. CBS Sports Radio has moved to SiriusXM Channel 158, or listen on your local station. Find your local affiliate at odyssey.com/stations.
The NFL on The Fan is on your smart speaker. Just say, play 1650 The Fan.
Spread the news, because the Iowa State Cyclones are back in town for their last home football game. Iowa State hosts Texas Tech this Saturday. The end of the season's upon us, and this is your last chance of the season to watch the Cyclones compete in Jack Trice Stadium. Get those tickets today at Cyclones.com for as low as $50. Iowa State versus Texas Tech this Saturday. Tickets available at Cyclones.com. Come fire up your Cyclones and support the seniors at their last home game. That's Cyclones.com.
My name is Heather Marquez, and I am with Action Coach MindLinks.
My name is Ann Berry, and my business is Berry Associates with Shackley. Heather is unique in the fact that when she coaches, she makes you feel like you can do anything. At the same time, she holds your feet to the fire. She's always willing to give me resources. She always has me test and measure. Just a really good, soft, edgy approach. She's both. I think for anyone that wants to become a better person, make more money, make the most of the next year, would be doing themselves a favor by saying, I want to work with Heather, because she helps you work on yourself, helps you work on your business, and not just be busy working in your business.
Visit my website at heathermarquez.actioncoach.com. It's really about helping business owners become more educated, remind them of the things they already know, and then help them get clear so that they can take the actions that are going to help them get to the ultimate goals that they have.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NFL Week 11, the Bears at the Falcons Sunday. Chicago a 3-point underdog. The over-under set at 50. World Cup soccer underway Sunday. Brazil the +400 favorite to win it all, followed by France at +600, Argentina +650, England +700, and Spain +800. College football, Iowa on a three-game winning streak with two games left in the regular season. The Hawkeyes at Minnesota Saturday and getting 2.5 points on the road. Iowa State needs to win both games remaining to become bowl eligible. The Cyclones, a 3.5-point home favorite against Texas Tech. Red Hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A winter weather advisory continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Overcast tonight with snow likely. Lows around 26. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for snow tomorrow. Highs around 32. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow night, lows around 19. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 31.
Always in moderation, right? Not with this guy. Get maximum sports from 5 to 6 right here on Cole & Company with Colbert.
Quite the coincidence that this song, I don't know if he still uses it, but this was Anthony Rizzo's walk-up song for the longest time. When he was a Cub, and he re-signed with the Yankees today on a 2-year deal. Could be as many as 3 years with a option on the end of it and about $20 million per. So good for Riz for getting paid. Anyways, we're not here to talk baseball. We're here to talk football and basketball. So we bring in our guy, David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network, and David joins us now. How you doing today, David? Thanks for being here.
Yeah, Cole, good to talk to you. You know, I was happy to be here until you told me about Rizzo because I didn't realize that actually happened today. So now I'm kind of bummed out, you know?
Yeah. You got to move on.
I was praying for a miracle.
Got to move on, man.
You know, tough, smart, physical. We push through the adversity. You know, I'll take a note out of Kirk Ferentz's playbook this season, apparently, because somehow they can actually win the Big Ten West.
Yeah, well, just don't take too many notes out of his book. just to be very selective about the ones that you take. And my goodness, it is so crazy. There's words I can't use that the FCC doesn't approve of to try to describe the fact that they can still win the West. But what is there to say about, I mean, what would you say, David, right now about these red-hot Hawkeyes, winners of three straight? I mean, hey, this show, We were tooting the Cooper DeJean horn, and boy, I mean, not that I'm here to take a victory lap or anything, but that was the Cooper DeJean game on Saturday against Wisconsin.
You know, two things, Cole. I think I can accurately sum up the Big Ten West. It is as intoxicated as the 19-year-old freshman going down pedestrian mall for the first time at 1 a.m.
Yes.
That's about that. Number two, I'll do the victory lap for us about Cooper DeJean because yep. I use one of my most important Hawkeyes heading into the season. I just thought that his versatility was going to play a big part, and it's been huge. And, you know, you look at the game on Saturday against Wisconsin, it was one of the most impressive all-around games I think you'll ever see. Like, statistically, it isn't mind-boggling, but just the plays and how he made the plays was so impressive. The 32-yard pick six, the forced fumble, the downing the punt at the 1-yard line.
Yeah.
Getting thrown in at punt return, might I add, he looked a little bit Charlie Jones-esque. And, yep, you know, Iowa fans can accept that because Charlie Jones did Iowa a big plus on Saturday. So they need to get all over that, and especially since Iowa beat Purdue. But look, Cooper DeJean was unbelievable. I thought he got flat out robbed by the Big Ten. I thought he should have been the defensive player of the week minimum. He could have been the special teams player of the week as well. I've never seen a defensive back put a team on his back the way that he did. I mean, mm-hmm. Iowa's offense put together 146 yards, Cooper DeJean at 114 all-purpose. But, you know, Iowa finds different ways to win. And I think the offense was bad on Saturday against Wisconsin. But, Cole, there's one big positive thing that you can take away from the offense. They were opportunistic, and when they had opportunities to put the ball in the end zone, they did just that.
Yeah, set up by their defense. Spencer Petras, I mean, was he giving you guys another tongue lashing after that win? I mean, He went 14-23 for 94 whole yards and was sacked six times. So it's, I mean, I'm sure he felt like he had a license to do that again.
I mean, I think he probably went and got three ice baths and four massages, Cole. I mean, that's what I'd be doing. I mean, the thing is, Spencer's never going to blow you away with his statistical, you know, eye-popping numbers.
But he broke all Jared Goff's records. He broke all Jared Goff's records.
He did. He did back in high school. 50 touchdowns his senior year, which is impressive. But, you know, I think people are starting to – Iowa fans have come around on Spencer Petras. I think they accept for what he is. But there is one thing I think people can't question. That dude is tough because he took an absolute beating on Saturday. I mean, for the offensive line, as good as they were against Purdue – and as good as they were against, you know, Northwestern, Nick Herbig, three sacks, forced fumble, dominated Iowa, 5.5 sacks in his last two games against Iowa. The defensive line was a problem. Keanu Benton was a problem. Spencer Petras continued to get up, and I'm frankly shocked that there's only six sacks because it really felt like it was about double that, Cole.
Yeah, it did. Watching that game, David, it just struck me how – Wisconsin, you can tell, is just in such a better place in the trenches with their program. Iowa obviously has this just Cadillac of a defense that can single-handedly win games when you couple it with what is another Cadillac in their special teams. But there's no debate that there is a long way to go for this Hawkeye team in the trenches. I would say, like we've talked, particularly on the offensive line, man, I mean they got to be happy that game was a W because they sure put some bad film out there, David.
No, they did. And I think Iowa offensive line-wise, I do think they have a long way to go. I think they have a shot if they can keep Caden Proctor. And I think that's a topic I'm sure we'll get to in a minute. Ooh. But Iowa's defensive line, I think, entering this entire season, Cole, they were the third fiddle of this defense. We talked a lot about the secondary, rightfully so. Talked a lot about the linebackers, rightfully so. But, man, this defensive line looks great, Cole. It really does. And I think that they have a potential to be a top 10 unit in the country next season. I mean, Joe Evans has a COVID year. He could come back, right? Logan Lee, Lucas Van Ness, if he doesn't turn professional. I don't think he will. Aaron Graves, Deontay Craig has emerged, had a, you know, blocked punt the other week and a sack and a half. Mm-hmm. He's continuing to turn it up. Kelvin Bell and Jay Neiman have done an outstanding job with this Iowa defensive line, and there's a lot of confidence about the future of that room. I think Noah Shannon will end up going professional after this year. I just don't know how much more his stock can really raise. But, man, yeah, like you said, offensively, they have such a long way to go. I think when they keep getting that camaraderie with Caleb Johnson in the backfield, when guys continue to get more reps, I think this offseason is going to be very, very critical. Just to see how big of a jump Iowa can make offensively next year. Because, again, I still think if they can keep everybody, including Keegan Johnson, Arlen Bruce, Caleb Johnson, I do think there are playmakers in place that can actually do damage in the Big Ten.
Okay, Caden Proctor. News a couple days ago, was it, that he's taken a visit to Oregon? I must have missed it. I thought he was verbally committed to the Hawks, and that was that.
So a couple things. One, I want to make it very clear that, you know, he obviously visited Iowa last week. I think the visit to Oregon had been the works under the radar for a while based on who I talked to. But, Cole, Iowa coaches did not know about this visit.
Ooh.
And I can tell you for 100% certainty, they did not find out until Saturday morning that Proctor was in Oregon. So it's not going to be a situation where Iowa's going to pull his offer. They will get absolutely blasted publicly, and rightfully so. The guy's the number one offensive tackle in the country. I think what they need to do is put the resources in, try to get Proctor back on campus for a senior day against Nebraska, which, by the way, they could win. Again, they could win the Big Ten West and just say, hey, look, we need you. You're basically getting a starting spot here for you. What's their NIL deal? Because I don't know this for a fact, Cole, but I have to be skeptical and wonder if NIL is playing a major part in this recruitment. I know Caden Proctor said months ago that it wasn't. So I'm purely speculating just because Oregon has the resources, some resources that Iowa doesn't. And another thing is, I know that Dan Lanning and that Oregon coaching staff, they need offensive linemen right now. I think they're losing four starters at the end of this season. So Proctor could have easily – a shot at jumping up in that rotation as well there next year. But this could come down to the wire. He's a five-star for a reason. Iowa really doesn't get in a lot of dramatic recruitments late down the stretch. Well, guess what, Cole? When you go for the big boys, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Is there like a Batman light that can shine into the skies of Iowa City so all the boosters can know it's time to get the checkbooks back out because this Proctor deal is not a sure thing?
No, and I don't think it's been a sure thing from the start. I've told Iowa fans on my board not to worry. I mean, Alabama, Oregon, and other schools, Cole, I mean, they've been relentless in recruiting Proctor. But again, if Iowa wants to play with the big boys and go after these five-star kids, that's exactly what they have to do. They have to be more relentless on the trail. They have to be able to talk to them more. They have to keep forming the connections. They have to keep saying, hey, you know, here's what we can do for you. And I think that that really does go a long way. Proctor has been in Iowa countless times. He has a ton of friends on the team. Mm-hmm. His fellow Iowa commits love him, and that's obviously going to play a factor. But if people thought that this was going to be a done deal going down the stretch in a signing day, they have not watched enough high four and low five and five-star caliber recruits. I mean, this is the way it is. Even though he's an Iowa native, he can go anywhere in the country. Heck, even if he doesn't have an offer, Cole, if he goes and knocks on any head coach's front door at any level and say, hey, I want to play for you,
they'll find a
way. Finding him a scholarship.
And it makes me think, man, like I myself, if I had all that in front of me at 17, 18, I know with 1,000% certainty I would screw it up.
Oh, dude, absolutely. I'd be going to New York for a trip. I'd take a free trip to Hawaii. I'd be going to L.A. twice.
I'd be pissing off every coach recruiting me, man.
Exactly.
I'd be gallivanting around. All right, let's – hey, by the way, okay, Minnesota on Saturday – first things first, where are we at on PJ Fleck these days? Do we like him? Do we not like him? Do we not care enough? Like whatever you tell me, David, I will proceed accordingly.
You know, I think most people don't like him, but I really don't.
Okay, we don't like PJ Fleck.
Like my thing is though, I don't care enough. Like I haven't heard anything bad about him.
Okay, that's cool too.
For the most part, you know, I think there's been obviously some recruiting stories I've heard behind the scenes, but that's with every single coach across the country.
Well,
I mean, including Iowa, right? I think Iowa fans don't like him because he's Minnesota's head coach, and that's completely enough reason for people, and I'm fine with that.
That's fair. I've heard a story behind the scenes too, so I was kind of fibbing there. I don't like the guy.
Hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah. So I mean. Iowa's just got to play great defense and special teams and hope that, you know, they can convert a couple short fields and boom, there's your blueprint, right? That's how you beat the Gophers.
Man, that's just what they do. They need to do the rest of the season. I mean,
that's it, right?
Strategy, but that's it, right?
Yeah. Like, everybody knows by now. We can't act like anybody who's watching these games would think otherwise. So, hell, let's just talk some basketball. Iowa at Seton Hall tomorrow night for the Gavitt games. I know this is definitely going to be the biggest test these Hawks have had, but what do we know about Seton Hall in terms of, like, if we were going to letter grade how big of a test this is, David, what would you say?
I think it's a B-. Okay. I think Seton Hall's got a nice squad this year. Remember, they have Shaheen Holloway, who was the head coach of St. Peter's, who made that fantastic Elite Eight run.
Yeah.
They play tough defense. They embody Shaheen Holloway's play style back when he was a Seton Hall legend. I mean, he's one of the best players in the history of the program there. So I think this is going to be a very good test for Iowa. On the road, they're going to be on TV. Seton Hall's got some nice pieces. I don't think any superstars, but good coaching can get you a long way in college basketball. And I think Shaheen Holloway is a top 15 coach in the country. I am all in on him at Seton Hall. I think, especially like you said, they haven't really been tested yet, but Seton Hall likes to play a little bit slower pace. Okay. So I think if Iowa can set the pace early, I do think that they'll come out on top. I was surprised to see Seton Hall favored on the early lines. I am picking Iowa to win this game. I think Chris Murray is going to have a huge game. And I do think that Tony Perkins is going to really, really showcase himself. I think it's a game where he really can become more of a, not just a Big Ten name, but a national name if he really balls out. And I think he has potential to do that.
I'm looking forward to seeing how that one turns out tomorrow night. David, great stuff as always, man. We'll catch up again next week, okay?
Hey, thanks, buddy. I appreciate you. Take care, buddy.
Appreciate you, man. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network. Follow him on Twitter, at David Eicholt. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up. We'll keep talking hoops on the other side. The high school girls basketball season tips off, later this week. Cedar Falls girls basketball coach Greg Grohn joins us next on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Back in the Big Ten West title chase, the Iowa Hawkeyes get set to visit Minnesota. The Hawkeyes stood 3-4 after getting clobbered at Ohio State, and the season appeared to be unraveling. They've won three straight since.
You know, you got two choices, right? You keep pushing forward or you surrender. And you got 12 games scheduled, so, you know, have a bad one or a real good one, you got to move on and see what you can do about the next opportunity. And that's really all we tried to do.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says mistakes have plagued the Cyclones this season. ISU's 4-6 heading into its home finale against Texas Tech. The Cyclones are a -6 in turnover margin.
There are some things that have continued to show up that have not allowed us to win football games that, you know, are debilitating. And that's my responsibility. That's my job. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, I haven't gotten us there yet.
Texas Tech is 5-5. This is Radio Iowa.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers you a car washing experience like no other. Download the Tommy Club app today, sign up as a member, and get the first month free. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location, plus unlimited washes, skip the line, free mat washes, and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash, fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online on Facebook or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
Imagine on those super cold Iowa nights, stepping into your own sauna in your home. I'm Chris Fink with Tubs R Us, your authorized TheraSauna dealer. Improve your immune system and cardiovascular system. Ease your pain from arthritis, migraines, muscle pain, fibromyalgia, and more, all with a TheraSauna. The infrared heat from a TheraSauna can remove harmful toxins from your body, burn calories, increase circulation, and reduce muscle spasms. Stop in today and try a TheraSauna. We're Tubs R Us on the corner of Falls and Ainsboro, Waterloo.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Cole Bear. Follow Cole on Twitter at RealColeBear.
Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. And as promised, we're joined now by Cedar Falls High School girls basketball coach Greg Grohn. As I was getting connected with Coach Grohn there, I was telling him how good it is to be talking to him again. And most of the time, that means that it's basketball season. But Coach Grohn, as he joins us, gave me the all-too painful reminder that, yeah, well, there was the white stuff on the ground this morning, too, that would let you know that it's hoop season. I didn't need that reminder, but nonetheless, I know it comes with the territory, Coach, so it's great that basketball season is on its way, and you guys open up Friday night, so just thanks for being here, and I guess just start off by telling us how practices have been going with a group that's got a lot of new faces on your varsity team.
Yeah, you know, we do have a lot of new players on our team. You know, we lost quite a few players from last year, but practices have been going really well. I really like the attitude that I see in practice every day. They're a great group of kids to work with, and you know, we're seeing growth every day out of these kids, and that's really, you know, all we can strive for really right now.
You're coming off a season where you went 15-8 and made the regional semifinals. As you touched on already, a lot of new faces. Graduated five seniors. Maya Crawford moves, of course, to Ames. Many people aware of that, Tiger and Panther fans. So what's your early impressions, Coach Grohn, about what might make this team stand on its own? What's going to be the unique characteristics?
You know, I think when you look at this group, I find them to be a very competitive group, and they want to do well. And everything we do in practice, they compete at a high level. And really, that's what we're going to have to bring into each game. I mean, obviously, really no easy nights in the MVC when you go every Tuesday, Friday night and you play games. Mm-hmm. You got to be ready to compete. And, you know, that's the biggest thing that we can ask out of them right now in practice is every drill compete. So that way that transfers to games on Tuesdays and Friday nights.
I have to imagine, I mean, every offseason is important, but given the roster turnover, were you just looking for as much participation as possible, or did you change anything up, Coach Groen, kind of knowing the circumstances of this team? I'm always interested to learn about, you know, how a coach deals with his team during the offseason.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the nicest things is a lot of the kids that are going to play major roles in our varsity program this year played JV last year for us and practiced with the varsity every day. So when we talk about some of our concepts and some of the things that we want to do on the offensive end and defensive end, they're very familiar with. So I felt like coming into not only the off season this summer, but coming into practices this winter is that everybody, I feel like we're a little bit ahead of the game just because we do have that experience just from practices last year. We really didn't have a lot of new things we were putting in regards to strategically how we do things offensively or defensively. And I feel like we're moving along at a quicker pace than what you would normally think with such a new team.
That just makes me think, Coach Groen, that's a great thing that you guys have been able to hit the ground running with the offense and the knowledge of the schemes on both ends of the floor. Has that made you maybe put a little bit more on their plate here in the early going? Are you challenging this team with anything before you lace them up for real on Friday night?
Yeah, I think, you know, offensively and defensively, I think they're just the type of team that likes to be challenged. I think they're the type of team that wants to be pushed on a daily basis. It's just kind of their mindset. So we have been pushing them, you know, just with things that we want to add and put in. And quite honestly, even with an experienced team last year that we had, this year, I feel like we're just as far, if not farther along, in some of the schemes that we want to do, just because these girls really strive for that.
Do you feel like, though, Coach, that as good as things have gone here in the preseason, that November and the early part of December before holiday break comes, that you and your staff, maybe you'll be doing a little bit more note-taking and note-sharing because there will be plenty for you guys to learn about this team on your end?
Absolutely. I think not only from the aspect of, you know, how are we going to adapt with the players that we have this year, because for a lot of them, until we actually get into those game situations and we kind of get a better feel for, you know, what we can or can't do or what we have to tweak a little bit, we're going to be, not only with us coaches, but with the girls, and we're usually really upfront with them in terms of what we want to try to accomplish on a regular basis. And I think we're going to see a lot of growth out of this team. And you're exactly right, you know, kind of going into Christmas break, where are we going to be? Mm-hmm. And I think we have a great combination of some really good teams that we are going to play, and then we play some great teams up before Christmas break to just kind of tell us where we really are and what we need to work on.
Cedar Falls Tigers girls basketball coach Greg Groen, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. The Tigers take on, you got Sumner Fredericksburg at the Jamboree on Thursday night, don't you?
Yes, we play the 8:15 game. That's the last game of the Jamboree. There's, I believe, three other games before us, and we play Sumner Fredericksburg.
And then you'll lace them up for real Friday night against Waterloo East at home, and we'll have that game over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. Dave Finnegan back on the call again this season, and folks can tune in to pregame coverage starting at 7:15 Friday night. Coach, when it comes to leadership on your team, I would say it's fair that Grace Knutson, a junior, is going to be looked to for leadership. She's coming off a great season, 12.5 points per game as a sophomore. What's next for Grace, and what are you asking out of her?
Yeah, Grace had a great offseason. Was able to play a lot of basketball. She committed to Drake in the off season, and so she's going to be going there. And she has her goal set high. And You know, she's one that keeps pushing herself every day, and I think not only as a vocal leader, but just by her example every day in practice and how hard she works, I think that just really sets the tone for everybody else on the team. And you know, I think she's going to have a great year. She's made great strides over the summer, and she's going to have to. I mean, she obviously returns the most experience on our team, and she's going to have to step up for us in a lot of different ways this season.
And when it comes to, you know, who's going to be out there with Grace, we've touched on it already, plenty of new faces. I would imagine there might even be someone that, you know, maybe after holiday break, they weren't a part of the rotation. Next thing you know, they are because of, you know, just the makeup of this team. But what can you tell us right now about who else you're looking to for leadership, who else you're looking to be a factor out there on Tuesday and Friday nights at this point?
Yeah, I think we have to first look at our two seniors. We have two great seniors that are great leadership in John Adekun and Taylor Urbanic, and they just do a great job of really creating the tone of our practice each and every day. And then I think, you know, if we start looking, we have Anaya Burks. She is new for us this year. Her dad became the one of the UNI assistant coaches. And so she joins us, and she's been a great addition. The other junior we have is Avery Bear. And then we have a large group of sophomores that are going to be playing up. A lot of them played JV last year, going to get a lot of varsity experience. Grace Hannum, she's going to give us a little bit of height at 6'1". Gabby Hanks and Sophie Stanek, they give us a lot of speed from that guard spot. We think that they can really help us on the defensive end. And then we have a freshman coming in, Kara Spindley, who will play a big part in what we do this year. And she has a ton of potential that will help us this year.
Coach Grohn, given all your experience, and I know you've played young players before on your teams, you know, how case by case is it when you're trying to, you know, get the most out of a sophomore or a freshman? Or is there maybe a little bit of a go-to library that you've built up over the years where you think, hey, I remember what I did here with this young lady, and it worked. It kind of turned her season around. What can you tell us about the coaching aspects of underclassmen when you're counting on them on the varsity?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing when you're talking about underclassmen is just giving them the confidence day to day. You know, there's going to be some good days, some struggles. You're going to play teams where a lot of good things happen. You're going to play teams where, you know, you struggle with certain things. And it's just that positive reinforcement every day, and just keep their positive attitude going, because it's going to come. You just got to get them to believe that, you know, you're going to get there. And so through the good and through the not so good, you just got to keep them rolling.
Is it possible that the level of competition is higher this year in the Mississippi division of the MVC? Is that even possible, Coach Grohn? It's just been boys and girls. It's just blown my mind how good the product has been out of the Mississippi Valley Conference these past few years.
Yeah, the no doubt that the talent that we're seeing in the MVC this year is going to be through the roof. And it's a very senior dominated group this year. I think when you look across the board, you know, when you look at Waterloo West and Iowa City West and Iowa City Liberty, Lynn Marr, Dubuque Senior, very senior dominated in those teams. And as we all know, when you play senior dominated teams, they're tough to beat. So, you know, whether you're at home or on the road, there's just going to be just a lot of really good basketball that's played in the MVC this year.
Coach Grohn, thanks so much for your time. Always enjoy talking to you, learning more about your team, and best of luck, best of health this season. Can't wait to hear your Tigers back on cruising this Friday night. So best of luck this season.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Great time there with Coach Grohn. Let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we come back for a final time wrap up a Tuesday edition of the show right after this.
I'm Omar East with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Commanders stunned the Eagles 32-21 on Monday Night Football to hand Philly their first loss of the season. Washington forcing four Eagles turnovers, and the Commanders controlled the clock with more than 40 minutes time of possession. Cardinals tight end Zach Ertz suffered a season-ending knee injury in Sunday's win over the Rams, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. The Raiders have claimed defensive tackle Jerry Tillery off waivers. The 2019 first-round pick of the Chargers was waived on Thursday. Tillery will have a chance to face his former team as the Raiders host the Chargers December 4th. Panthers quarterback P.J. Walker is dealing with a high ankle sprain and will miss Week 11. Interim coach Steve Wilks announced Baker Mayfield will get the start in Baltimore this week. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hi there, Troy with Action Garage Builders. Whether you're looking to build that new garage you've never had or replace that old existing garage, call Action Garage Builders. We can tear down existing garages, install new concrete, and build your new garage utilizing maintenance-free siding, vinyl windows, insulated steel doors, and more. Give us a call at 232-1477. That's 319-232-1477. If you need a garage, you need Action.
Farmers and ranchers, RCIS is here for you. We're here with responsive claim service so you can rest easy no matter what comes your way. Here with local agents who understand your operation. And here with coverage options to support you through increased input costs and market prices. Talk to your agent about your risk management plan or visit rcis.com. At RCIS, we're here when it matters most. RCIS is an equal opportunity provider. Coverage is underwritten by Rural Community Insurance Company.
At Golden Harvest, our best skill is knowing how to listen. From our Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to our expert insights housed in the Illuminate digital agronomy platform, everything we offer is an answer to what we've heard from you. This is how we listen.
Copyright 2021 Syngenta. The trademarks or service marks used herein are the property of a Syngenta Group company. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. In the NFL, we're often fixated on a team's record. But if we've learned anything from the Eagles' loss to the Commanders last night, it's that we really never know what can happen. Never say never. Coming into last night's game, Philadelphia was the only undefeated team in football. But in the NFL, it doesn't matter what you've done to start the season. All that matters is the next game. And last night, the Commanders were the better team. But that's something we should be used to. There's an extreme amount of parity across the league this season. Even the NFL's elite are vulnerable on any given Sunday. Just look at what happened to the Colts in Week 18 last year. Came into the game needing a win for a playoff spot against a Jaguar team that had two wins. The Jags blew the doors off the Colts. So although every week there appears to be a few mismatches, I wouldn't be too quick to pencil in a victory. Because in a league with so much parity, you never really know what can happen. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's Discover.com/online privacy protection. Football weather is here. Freezing temperatures, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires ready to tackle winter's worst? Well, the experts at TireRack.com will get your vehicle ready for primetime. They sell tires that dominate winter, like the Pirelli Soto Zero. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and tell them what you drive. Test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews, all the stats you need to make the right call. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Cole and Company on 1650, The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. Got to thank David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com and Cedar Falls girls basketball coach Greg Groen once more for joining today's show. If you missed any of it, it'll be available shortly in podcast form at 1650thefan.com. And as we wind down here, another reminder, week four of Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy in the books. Congrats to Caleb Wallace. Week five now open. Go to the website, 1650thefan.com. Get your picks in before Thursday's 6 p.m. deadline. A great lineup of eight games for you to pick for a $50 prize. Caleb took home a $50 gift certificate to Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale. Shout out to Ted for supplying that prize. This week's $50 prize is a gift certificate to Hungry Charlie's Lunchbox in Waterloo, so you can get your grub on. Got to shout out Hawkeye Audio Video and Tubbs R Us as well for all their support. Get there, 1650thefan.com. Get your picks in. And have a great night, everybody. Be safe out there. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.